WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. But his ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. but his ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, "It blows me away."
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall-style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. But his ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, "Because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris." Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, "It blows me away."
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall-style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels. 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels. 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. But his ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall-style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the league, in case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels. 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. His ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs. But his ability to play guitar was recently in doubt. The Queen axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the league, in case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two Republicans, lifelong conservatives, are backing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney, who has become a vocal critic of Donald Trump's and, of course, co-chaired the January 6th committee, just saying, quote, because of the danger Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Also, Jimmy McCain, the son of late Republican Senator John McCain, announced that he, too, will be voting for Kamala Harris. Jimmy McCain, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has argued that Donald Trump politicized a recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Jimmy McCain saying, quote, it blows me away.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The former president told a Fox News town hall style event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the vice president can't be trusted and urged the crowd to vote for him, even if they don't like him. Washington, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan convenes a hearing on Thursday to hash out how the election interference case against Trump will move forward. This is ABC News. A consequence of the post-pandemic economic recovery, traffic congestion has returned to pre-pandemic levels, 42 hours a year going nowhere.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Another health scare for Queen guitarist Brian May.
Brian May is known for some iconic riffs.
ability to play guitar was recently in doubt, the Queen Axeman revealing on social media that he had a minor stroke about a week ago, which temporarily left him without control of his left arm. He says it was all a little scary, but the good news is that now he can play again, though that's about all he can do. He's not allowed to leave the house, drive, get on a plane, nothing that would raise his heart rate. May, who's 77, also had a heart attack about 4 years ago. Jason Athens in ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcers are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.